Backyard and Beyond. And this morning we're visiting with Treva Turpin of Bethany Farm. Good morning to you, Treva, I think. Maybe not. We have a little problem going on here, but I think Treva's on the line. And well, we're going to be talking about Bethany Farm and a retreat that's going to be going on there, and I'm sure we'll get to talk to Treva here in just a moment. I hope you've heard of Bethany Farm, and if not, you're going to find out this morning about that facility and also about a special event that's coming up soon on October 8th. We don't have Treva? Okay. Well, Bethany Farm has been on that location for quite a while, and we'll find out from Treva how long. But it is out in the country, and when you get a little brochure, it'll have a map. But actually, it is take Highway 71 out of Exira, go to Washington Street in Exira to the Exchange State Bank corner. Oh, my goodness. We'll see if she has a website with a map to give you all of this. But for a lot of you, you have Garmin's and you have Siri and you have all those other people to give you some instructions. And if not, we'll get those instructions from Treva. This would be a wonderful time to go to Bethany Farm. I'm sure it's beautiful there during the fall. And they do have retreats kind of throughout the year. And Treva.
Yes.
Good morning. Glad to hear your voice, Treva.
Thank you.
Yes. Okay. We want to talk about this women's retreat that's coming up really soon at Bethany Farm. So give us the date and time, first of all.
Okay. It will be October 8th, 2016, of course, uh-huh. on Saturday. And it starts at 8:30 and goes till 12.
Okay.
Over at noon.
Okay, so you can take a Saturday morning and have, I'm sure, a very inspirational morning, not only with your speaker, but with all of the other folks who attend. But you have a really exceptional program. Tell us about that.
For the retreat or for the camp?
The retreat.
The retreat begins with getting a little bit of time to register. And then we move right into praise and worship. We have a wonderful worship team that works here at Bethany and in church, and they will lead us in music of singing. Then we turn it over to Gracia, who will give us her story of walking and existing and trying to keep on going in the jungles, the rainforests of the Philippines for 13 months.
Yeah,
then. Yes.
Go ahead. Well, I'll let you finish the program. And then.
Okay. Then there is a break where we have a small or light buffet, and that will be more like a continental with the pastries and the fruit and the cheese and crackers and coffee and water. And then that break is about half an hour. And then Gracia comes and gives us a message on freedom in Christ from Galatians 5:1. Which is a wonderful, wonderful message.
So we need to know more about Gracia Burnham. Kind of, she's a missionary, I understand, but tell us a bit more about her story.
Okay. Gracia Burnham went with, actually she's coming here because she and my daughter, who is on staff here at Bethany now, my daughter is, they attended Calvary Bible College in Kansas City together as young women. And Sue was at a reunion, and Gracia wanted to come and speak in a barn. And so we set it up so that she can tell her story of being the wife of a pilot in the Philippines for the tribal work way back in the jungles. And we've been in the same mission in Indonesia, and we know how desperately they need to get out and have a break. And so they took a little break. And for their 25th wedding anniversary, while there's a brother or others watched their children in Manila. And they were on the seacoast, and a boat came in quickly and grabbed, I think, over 20 people for to hold, kidnapped them to hold them for ransom, and their place of holding them was in the jungles, where they could not get in contact with anybody. That went on for endless months.
13 months, it says that they were captives, and so I'm sure they went through horrendous kinds of things while they were captives. But then the mission to rescue them had some good results, but some really bad results too.
The attempts to rescue are extremely difficult, as New Tribes Mission has had this happen many places in both South America and Asia, because it's a quick way to make money for the Al Qaeda. This was an Al Qaeda group off of the main one in Asia, or the Middle East. And that is always a threat, and missionaries know it, and we all agree that there will be no ransom paid, as is the United States government's position. So it's very delicate negotiations by a contingent, I can't say it right, a contingency board. And they worked and worked with the Philippine government, the military, and our military, the United States military, worked with them too. And when they attempted to go in, it ended up being very much a firestorm. Many, many guns firing. Do you want to hear the end?
Yes.
Okay. As the firing began in the attempt, of course, bullets were everywhere. And they had taken Martin, her husband's, glasses and crushed them with their feet in front of him so he couldn't escape. And he was chained to a tree every night with ropes or something, and he immediately fell on Gracia to protect her from getting killed. A bullet hit him, and a bullet hit her. They both went home. He went home to be with the Lord in heaven. I'm sorry. And she had a bullet that they could get out, and she was able to return home to her three teenage children that family members had been taking care of for 13 months in Kansas.
So what people will get to, I guess, learn from Gracia, feel from Gracia, is how she has dealt with that, managed that, faced those challenges.
Yes. That's what it is.
Yes, endured. Good term. So this has to be, you know, it's giving me goosebumps and giving you tears as you talk about this. So it has to be a very moving experience to be a part of this women's retreat at Bethany Farm on October 8th. How do people register?
Okay, there is no registration, as we just have opened it up to everyone. We have plenty of parking. Men are doing valet parking, and there's also a shuttle that they can ride if they need to. But the earlier you are, the closer you'll be to the building. We are planning for 200 in our new all-purpose building. And we have made arrangements for opportunity for overflow in our barn, and we can take up to 150. And we're planning that they will be able to see and hear her, but she also will go back and forth between both buildings too.
Okay.
People to see her in a book signing too.
You mentioned that she wanted to speak in a barn, so you're giving her the opportunity.
Yeah.
What fun. Let's talk a bit about, well, you said there's no pre-registration necessary, and what about a fee?
And what?
A fee. Is there a fee for this, for the retreat? Is there a set amount to pay for?
No, it is strictly donation only.
Okay. Well, we need to know a little more about Bethany Farm, because I'm thinking some people probably, quite a few people from the area as well, as this people could come from all over to hear Gracia, I'm sure. So is there a website and or a Facebook that tells us more about Bethany Farm?
There is a brochure that is available in all the area churches. Would that be enough, or do you want me to give directions how to get here?
What's the easiest way to get there? I know there's some twists and turns, but if we started from Exira, how would we get to Bethany Farm?
Okay, go all the way up through Exira's business district and turn at the corner, Edgewater, I think is the name of the street, there that it becomes another name. Yeah. It becomes Edgerton, becomes Lark Avenue after you leave town. That on that corner is a bank and a church and a filling station and an empty lot where the old school was. As you're coming east through town, then take a right and go south for about 2.5 miles. You come to the first four-way crossing, and you turn right again, and that is on 310th Street. And you're going west now, and you'll see the Bethany Farm, because there's one great big barn and another great big, what is our new building, machine shed type building. But it is 310th Street is the address.
Okay, and that's good to know, because a lot of people, of course, have those phones and all kinds of things to give them instructions. So we should say the address is 2144 310th Street, Brayton, and that will help them get there. And as you said,
yes.
Churches have those brochures. But do you have a website for Bethany Farm?
Yes, bethfarm.com.
Okay, bethfarm.com, because I'm sure that there's instructions there also.
Now,
You mentioned you have this new big facility. People need to come to see Bethany Farm, and this should be a lovely time of the year to come out to the country. So,
yes, we love to have people come and see what God has done here. It's amazing. It was my home farm, and we gradually turned it into a farm motif. All the buildings are either like a one bunkhouse is a replica of a corn bin or a corn shed, uh-huh, I should uh-huh. say. And then we have two barns, one bigger one, one little one, and then the machine shed. But we also have a lovely swimming pool available off of the barn. And then we have 35 acres of wonderful timber with about a 4.5 farm pond in the middle of it that we do a lot of fishing and boating, and just and then a big treehouse down at the end of that, and trails, and many people love to come and just walk around, especially in the fall. It's beautiful.
So check out the website Beth Farm at what? At .com.org.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, and then check out the information about this women's retreat coming up this Saturday, October 8th, 8:30 to 12. Thank you very much, Treva Turpin, for visiting with us.
Thank you very much.
And here's something that we might think about. Try to be a rainbow in someone's cloud.